Dubai Potter parties, Elon buying Twitter, the black community and everything wrong with it. These are the topics we have today. Let's get into it. I'm your host, Who's Tough? Find it on the pod, aka The Champion. And my co-hosts today are...
It's your boy, Tom. Voice of the Streets is one of the damn ones.
And also you got your boy, Mo, aka The Wild Card, but... You know, how old am I really?
Yeah, we're about to find out today.
Hey, let's find out.
Okay, so right, the first thing I'm going to start off with is Elon Musk buying Twitter. Mo, you use Twitter, you hate it.
I hate it, but I love it.
You love that you hate it.
I love that I hate it.
And then Tom?
I hate the people on there.
Okay, and for me, I hate how my community behaves on Twitter, personally.
Your community?
I do. I hate how we present ourselves on Twitter. We'll get into that, but let's start off with...
Is that black people as a whole?
Black people on Twitter.
All right.
Yeah. So Elon Musk buying Twitter. What do you guys know about that so far?
It's like 44 billion, I think, around that amount. Some people are a bit triggered because, oh, you could end this if you spent 20 something billion. Yeah. Oops, I'll go ahead and spend 43 billion on a social platform. Some people are triggered about that shit, but you know.
He's offered that like free speech shit, isn't he?
Yeah.
So Twitter's about to turn into the Wild West.
It is about to turn into a Wild West, but I know some niggas are broke. So this is what Elon wants to do on Twitter. He wants to get rid of Twitter's current standings and adverts. Elon Musk wants to introduce subscriptions to Twitter now. So people are going to have to pay for Twitter. Once Elon Musk fully settles in, he's going to start charging for Twitter.
Are you going to pay for that?
Yeah.
Well, it depends. How much is he charging?
It better be, because what I was imagining...
If it's anything more than £5, I don't want to hear it.
No, what's a good price for Twitter?
I'm not spending...
I say £2 something.
I must spend nothing more than £5.
Nothing more than £5?
No, an app like Twitter, because as soon as they do that to Twitter, they can do that shit to Instagram.
Well, Instagram's dying anyway.
I don't even use Instagram like that, to be honest.
Yeah, Instagram's dying. There's no way.
Like, I think they would
But why would you ever switch to this? Why? You're a free platform. You're a free platform. The reason you have ads on that shit is because you're free.
Yeah,
you lose people when you start to go to a subscription model. You don't gain anyone. You lose people.
No, but Twitter's unique, as in it's a social media community, like, or a village where when something happens, we can all discuss it on Twitter live,
and conversations happen usually for free.
But you can't do it on Instagram and other things.
But you can do it on Twitter for free.
But the issue is because Twitter uses an advertising model. They have to cater to advertising. So this is the thing. Big companies don't even care about us like that and what we think. They more care about the advertisers, which is why they heavily moderate the conversations that happen and when things get offline, and it's heavily censored because of that. They don't want to chase away advertisers. So when Elon Musk introduces subscriptions, he's going to get rid of advertisers, meaning now there's no police now. Oh my God, we might lose our ESPN advertisement. We might lose advertisement from Coke, McDonald's, all that shit. He's like, we get rid of all of that. So there's no one to be scared of losing. And then because we pay for it, it's basically, you can say whatever you want because you paid for it. It's going to be hard, like, managing hate speech. Cause I think I draw the line on hate speech, but hate speech is often confused for just an opinion that someone doesn't like. You get me? Like, the lines between what is hate speech and an opinion that's so... Like, fat shaming. Fat shaming isn't hate speech. It's not. For, like, someone saying that... I don't think
anyone would ever say that's hate speech. If I ever came across someone that did, I know I'd probably find them on Twitter. So.
You find them on TikTok before you find them on Twitter.
Yeah,
they're everywhere, man.
They're everywhere.
But I feel like TikTok, Tinder. I feel like Twitter will not be the same at all. I'm not even sure whether I'd want to pay for it.
Yeah,
I don't feel like that platform will be the same.
No, but do you not?
Because more time, deep how many people will just come off, and plus the amount of bare random accounts that honestly just make banner online. It's funny.
No, but I don't agree in that. I think that Twitter is going to be more true, because going back to the point of you pay to speak your mind, and that means that no one tells you what you can and can't say. So you pay for your freedom of speech on that app where there's no longer any nonsense going on.
I almost got it.
What are you doing, Tom?
Oh, sorry, that was a flyer.
We're just going to pan the camera anyway to you, fam.
No, there was a camera.
Doing this nonsense.
There was a flyer and you grabbed it.
I thought I grabbed it, but it was
No, I thought you did.
No, unless you just got like a touch my pinky finger, but I got away.
Oh, that's a shame. Anyway, you were saying, Tom.
But yeah, you pay for what you're saying on the app. So I think you'd stay on Twitter, bro. I don't think you'd leave.
No, but do you say enough that you want to pay for it, Tom?
Nah, I don't say anything on Twitter, to be honest.
Or would it be then the conversations that happen on Twitter you enjoy?
No, what about this? What about if you can observe Twitter but not be able to speak, but you can pay for Twitter and have the ability to speak?
Ooh, I don't know.
I'd be okay with that.
Because I think, yeah, you keep some traction on it, but...
You keep everybody. You can still retweet.
I would just be a regular observer.
Yeah, I think I'd just go for regular observer because I don't speak.
No, I think you should pay. I think
even as a regular observer, they're never.
Yeah, because it's not fair. Other people are paying and observing so that they can talk. You're observing for free.
Yes, because they engage. Because you engage, but you get a benefit of that.
No, because it chases away the broke beanies and the broke boys that don't want to pay for it, fam.
Why should you pay for it? It's always been free.
If I'm paying, that means it's an exclusive premium thing. I don't want anyone to see what I'm paying for. It has to be like
that. You're paying for the privilege to talk.
No, you're not paying.
I don't agree with that model. No. I think it should be you pay to talk and view.
But even if you're paying to talk and view, you're still paying for the privilege to talk. It's not a privilege of your right for your thing to not be seen. It's a right for your privilege to talk.
I'm saying if you're not paying for it, you don't get to see anything.
So you're saying broke people shouldn't get to see what you say.
No, it's not. Yes. Yes, I am saying.
So any motivational speakers on Twitter, what does that even do?
People don't even like reading motivational speeches. We like hearing it on IG anyway,
no,
fam.
But you still see on Twitter bare. So you see it here and there. So those stories, right, they're just useless, right? Because those people are not likely to, your audience are not likely to be viewing you.
Hey, that's on them. There's still YouTube. YouTube's still doing its thing, bro.
No, because
Twitter is more valuable as a source where people can talk and engage and have good conversations with each other.
Yes, it is. So the fact that we're even discussing...
So if you're not contributing to anything, take yourself to fucking Reddit where it's still free.
No, but I still get to contribute by my retweets, my likes. Those are features that allow me to, I don't know, express my opinion without actually typing.
No.
That's just another thing, bro.
Elon Musk wants to implement is real humans. Because there's a lot of bots on Twitter that are manipulated by politicians where they can put out false information or push narratives. So, for example, when we had Miss 19, you know what I mean by Miss 19. You know, she paid the whole world a visit. You know, Coralina.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, Coralina 19. So when we had Coralina 19, it...
you really bended over backwards for this YouTube algorithm, bro. Yeah.
So when you had Coralina 19, what it did was a lot of people used bots to send out fake messages to push narratives. And that's what was found on research. I'll put the links into the description for where I was reading this. About a lot of bot-generated activity existed. So what Elon Musk wants to do is authenticate Twitter. However, the ins and outs and, you know, the logistics of how to authenticate Twitter, we don't know. But he wants people's real identities to validate that they're an actual person. So I don't know what this means for burner accounts, but this could mean that if anyone's doing hate speech now, there's more consequences and accountability. Because there's a lot of bullying that happens online to accounts that, you know, they're ghosts. Like, they're not attached to anything. So I think that's also another positive that you can bring to the platform. Because, you know, people get hate from random people. And it gets to people. Even though you know, like, this person's hiding their true self and they don't even mean what they're saying, it still gets to people. And when you can now say, I want to, you know, make sure this person's held accountable because they've been bullying and online harassing me, you can go...
No, why don't they just have a system where you need to have a verified ID and then with the ID, so that's your passport, driver's license, whatever, right? And then that allows you to create multiple accounts, but they're all under one name. So you can have your public account, the one that you want to identify with, like yourself. So for businesses and stuff like that, for work, blah, blah, blah. But you can have burner accounts to the number of it, like a crazy amount, as long as, but it's all tied under that your one main account, but it's not associated with that one main account. So from those burner accounts, you can't track the main account. In that case, yeah, I think that would work.
I think it works. I think I'm looking forward to what Elon has planned for Twitter. You know, authenticating humans, you know, getting rid of advertisers, free speech. I'm here for it, yeah? It's only the people who are like on the other side of the internet. Like, I think the woke social justice warriors are like, what's well,
bro, they're on Twitter justice. As well. They've been on Twitter for time. Saf,
it's just one of them ones that why would you want to pay for something that
has always been free?
Like, but that's the issue with you, man.
No,
like,
but you've got
you need to pay for shit. Listen, listen, Mr. fucking crypto baller boy. All right, we need to pay for it. Move like you don't share a Netflix account. Like, oh, no, hold on. Move like you don't share a Netflix account.
That was a low blow.
Why do you always opt in to use the student discount for Spotify? If you're not so broke, pay for the full fucking thing.
Because I'm not an idiot, Tom.
Okay. What? I'm not an idiot. I can compromise on some things.
But just for the fact that Twitter would be premium and an exclusive service that you've paid to have access to.
Yeah.
You would happily pay for something that you've always had free.
Yes, and you'll be
practically enjoying the same content.
I feel like Taff is a type of brother to go to a club, pay for a table, but man ain't popping bottles. Man's not dancing. Man's sitting down, holding that bottle as tight as he can, sipping his juice on and about. He's out here like doing whole money on each of the mixers as well.
Tom, the like, mic. You're not even looking at the mic.
The mic is picking me up, bro. Don't worry about it.
He did a decent job. Man.
Because I was worried this nigga just drifted further and further away. I was like, come back. Come back to Mike.
No.
I'm telling you now, it's not even on any, like I'm rich or anything like
that. Stush, bro.
It's just that I see the benefits being better for Twitter because you call the nonsense, you call the idiots, you call the people that can't afford it. Listen, you get rid of them too, fam.
That's true, actually.
Because the people that genuinely want to use it, you call them out, fam. But the only thing, Twitter's a business. So you have to, like, you know, they might lose a lot of money.
They'll lose a lot.
Shareholders, all that stuff. When people stop using that
app, you'd have to be ready for a certain number of people to commit to you. And who knows whether Twitter could... What percentage of Twitter's users do you think would hold stick to Twitter if they swapped?
And the thing is, you two are pretty much a reflection of the general public in that anytime, you know, the status quo changes, that's a bit like, imagine if YouTube tried charging people, but YouTube's too big to fail in a sense that people would deal with it.
They were speaking about that before they ended up introducing YouTube Red.
Mm-hmm.
They were speaking about actually just making it, like monetizing the whole platform.
Yeah, but then who uses that? Who uses YouTube Red? Not that many people, because not that many people have money to be blown on stupid shit like that.
I think not that many people, maybe in the West, but when you go over to other countries, like
they
maybe
use
India,
YouTube Red's
being used. And yeah,
but why over normal YouTube? Normal YouTube has everything you need.
No, because YouTube TV, actually, we'll get into that later.
They have their own exclusive like TV shows.
And are they good?
I don't know. I haven't seen any.
No, they're not, bro. They gave Logan Paul a movie.
The last place you'll ever go to for TV is YouTube, bro. There's so many other dungeons and caves you'll explore before you go YouTube.
No, YouTube's not worth it at all.
If you want quality, long content to watch, like 40 minutes, plus like a TV episode, watch a good, flopping good YouTube video.
Plus, if you get YouTube Premium, you also that means you have no ads either.
Oh, boohoo ads. It's minor.
Listen, YouTube ads are mad.
If you're using it on your laptop, you can get ad blocker.
No, listen. The YouTube ads are mad. These men are really making me watch two unskippable ads in a row. The audacity.
It's changed. Times
There's
have changed.
Nothing
Times
sacred
changed.
Anymore.
You didn't even let me skip the second one. You made me sit through two unskippable ads.
Times have changed.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, that's going to be Netflix soon. But we'll get on to that.
You know what's
that.
Funny?
We'll
actually, so disgusting as humans, we're complaining about 30 seconds of our lives being lost to fund a platform that we get for free.
Yeah.
And now they want to. Now if they start charging us, we're going to start crying.
Exactly.
I'm actually dead.
YouTube's too big to fail, but I feel like Twitter's more easy for you to turn your back on.
You say YouTube's doomed to fail?
No, too big to fail.
Oh, too big to fail. Right.
So if YouTube wanted to charge people for its platform, people would just put up with it. And YouTube would knows that people would be upset, so they'll probably start off low and have a roadmap of eventually we'll get to this price. Like that man can work out the math, do a decent projection and say, we'll increase maybe £2 every 2 years and something like that. And then we'll get to our ideal number where we'll stop at. Or they might not stop and just keep increasing it.
But Twitter,
like I said, you can turn your back on Twitter. Like there's not that much content. Like what? Unless you like to read a lot. What are you really missing out on Twitter? People like to watch things more than read. So since we're on Twitter.
Yep.
We all use Twitter. What's the one thing that triggers you on Twitter?
People thinking their opinions matter. Okay, listen, I don't know who told you what you think has value. But there's bare people that for some reason they assume it does.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't. they just chat wass all day. Like sometimes.
Area of Twitter don't you like?
This.
Say it's name and shame. Which area of Twitter don't you like that really every time you see it, you just turn off the app, like you don't even want to see that?
There's these, there's the balloon dealers. These mans are always on the NOS, whatever it's called.
Wait, you see balloon dealers?
I don't, them and the. Then you have the man haters.
Mm-hmm.
They sometimes, it, like to bust joke about it is all good. It's all well and fun. It's banter.
Mm-hmm.
It's jokes. But some of these girls, they write think pieces about why they hate men.
Yeah, entire paragraphs, essays, citations on why they hate men. These times, bro, you have a man in your bed. You're paying for a man's rent. You're out in Dubai doing whatever.
Listen, that girl in Dubai. Think it's not even just girl in Dubai. It's, listen, that Dubai thing is wild.
It's mad. It's mad. We'll get to that. But yeah, Mo, who do you hate on Twitter?
I hate everybody, fam. I hate Twitter users. I hate Twitter.
Dad, don't you use Twitter?
No, I use Twitter, and I'll tell you the thing I dislike on Twitter. It's the lack of composure that black people display on Twitter that I don't like.
Lack of composure, what do you mean?
In the sense that, have you seen that white girl called Brooke, yeah, that's gone viral for singing some Little Baby song?
I think so.
Yeah. So she went viral singing the song, and it's that phrase, oh, they can come to the cookout.
So, oh, you don't like that?
And we haven't learned our lesson. We need to stop. The black community needs to tighten its borders, fam. Everyone, every single day, people are
I'm
talking
tired.
About...
I'm tired. You need to allow me. You need to allow me.
No. We need to tighten
I'm borders. Willing to hear your opinion on this. But you can't be bringing that example to me, Tuff. That's disgusting.
No. We need to tighten our borders. Because man like you, you leave the borders loose for anyone to come and then do madness.
No, but...
Put like this.
No, but tough. But the whole... They can come to the cookout thing, right? That's essentially a vote. That's essentially a community-wide vote on whether or not we deem this person acceptable enough to even invite in. So it's being protective. They can come to the cookout thing. It's protective because the cookout is exclusive. You don't.
It's not.
No, yes, it is.
It's not exclusive. The cookout used to be sacred, yeah. But the type of security you're on about doesn't exist. This is the security they're talking about. A man walks in, clearly holding something, and the security guards are doing this. Hey, you can go in. That's the security the black community has, fam. They don't even touch and properly tap man down. Man's TV.
You know what,
they just have man roll through and just do.
Let's cut all the fancy wordings and the fucking curtains and the ribbons. Let's be honest about what you're trying to say. You don't want no white people around you, bro. Honestly, Taf, you are talking a demographic.
Tell him again.
We're gonna be frank, Tav. This is about Caucasians.
No, yes, it's about coons, not Caucasians. Listen, you got me wrong, Tom. I thought you were going somewhere else with that. But I'm surprised you said white people. No, Tom. I'm on about the coons and weeding out the coons because I'm seeing too much, yeah? And I've been saying this. We need a coon, what's he called? Frank Castle, fam. A coon punisher to fully weed out the weak links, bro. Any black man that's cussing out black women in their hair, they need to be dealt with. Because they're what weakens the black community in this shit. And then as far as the lack of composure I'm talking about. So to use this recent example of the Brooke lady, right? She sings a Little Baby song. I saw it last week. And I was like, there's no way she goes viral for this. You know them ones you just see and you scroll by. Next thing you know, this week comes. She's blown. She's due to be on the Ellen show. She's heading
Ellen
for 100K.
The Ellen show is finished.
But back in the day, she would have been on Ellen.
Yeah, she would have been. She would have been on Ellen. She would have been.
Easy. Brooke would have been on Ellen in 24 hours or less before she even hit 10K. But right now, she's on the road to 100K on Instagram. All because she mined some words from a Little Baby song. Tom sings Sweet Caroline every single day.
Okay,
He is not being paraded around. Hold on, it's not the same.
No.
No, but if it was true, it doesn't mean anything anyway if Tom sings that. Tom isn't someone that can just go viral because you strap him on. Because
he's black.
No, because he's a fucking grown man. Because he's 22, fam.
So she's a grown woman that's married.
She's not grown. You said she was a kid.
No, she's grown. She's a grown woman that's married. You assume she was a kid because that's some child shit to do, isn't it? No, she's a grown woman. Yeah, that's married.
You're not serious.
No, that she was miming the words, and these no composure having fools are like, she can come to the cookout. Let's give her 100k IG followers. But Tom Sing Sweet Caroline.
Oh, was it two girls?
No. Tom Sing Sweet Caroline.
Oh, I saw that.
Let me finish.
That actually blew.
Yes. Oh. Tom Sing Sweet Caroline, Wonderwall, fucking the Backstreet Boys, yeah? For all that stuff. And he's not being paraded around pubs saying, oi, oi, mate, you can come to the pub. You can have a pint. Oi, lads, let's get this guy a pint. He knows our things. No, he's not.
No, because them men
allow
anything.
Let's go viral right now. Let's go viral right now and record Tom singing Sweet Caroline. See how many views we get.
First of all.
We get negative views. First we get reported. That's what we get.
Yeah, she probably would get reported. I'll report that shit.
Listen. I'm telling you.
Let me clarify. What Taff is saying, he's just using my name as the scenario.
I'm not using your name as a scenario. Open up your playlist now. Don't even lie like that, bro. I remember you played some country song and I asked where you got that country music and you said you got it from Tom.
If it was true, Tom, it's true. I'm sorry. I don't remember the exact song, but it's probably true.
Like, this is my most used playlist. It's just R&B music. That's it. Just because it's not driller music. Like
no, Tom. Be honest.
Taff. I swear to God, your alibis you must have been gunshots when you were younger.
What we're not going to lie about.
Taff. Because what you're not going to do is say, because I don't listen to fucking drill rappers talking about knocking down ops, doesn't mean I'm listening to some white people music.
No.
More time, it's R&B. I do have a very wide, you know, variety of what's it called, playlist, but same. It's mostly R&B. Taff, so just because I swear to God, I will never forget, you were there that day as well. We heard Taff going to sleep, blasting probably, Oscar. I'm pretty sure it was, what's his name? That deep voice brother.
Dutch Avelli.
Mm. Yeah, that dangerous one.
Oh, honestly.
Listen, we fell asleep to you blasting his music.
That's suspect.
Taff, your soul is not at peace. I don't want to hear it anymore.
He's right.
I'm not having this. We all know, all the boys know what Tom listens to. Sweet Caroline. Oi. You love that shit. You be twerking to it. You be twerking to that. You twerk to that shit, fam.
Oh my God.
You twerk to that shit. You're not serious. And I don't know why Mo isn't saying anything. Mo needs to say some shit because you know he loves that. You be just. Tom is Terry Crews from White Chicks, fam. He be shaking his hips to some Sweet Caroline, Wonderwall,
sorry,
and some Ed Sheeran. But actually, I take Ed Sheeran back. Ed Sheeran's part of the culture, but you be shaking
your
ass.
No, I don't.
You be shaking
your ass. Do you just hear what you just said?
Hold the fuck up.
Do you hear what you just said?
If we're going to start talking about twerking,
you've just been talking about those coups, but you just gave it to Ed Sheeran for what?
What? Ed Sheeran collaborates with black people in a respectful manner. He went off to Ghana or whatever African country he was doing his songs in. He spent time in that culture, mixed with those people, learned the language a little bit, and understood that music and its history. And then he made a collaboration with them. That is the most respectful thing you could ever do. That's why Ed Sheeran
is invited to the cookout.
No. He's not. Listen, I'm not doing that nonsense.
You already said that, Tam. I already caught you on the pod saying that. What are you trying?
No, I said he's off the coach. I didn't say he's invited to the cookout. No, I said Ed Sheeran, he's respectful in that. And God forbid something comes out about Ed Sheeran and he was saying nigga in private school or wherever he's from. God forbid that comes out about Ed Sheeran. My whole world will shatter. No one is safe because there's a handful of people that I say there's no way Ed Sheeran and Adele cannot have been saying nigga. Like Justin Bieber, listen, we forgave Justin Bieber, but when he was harmonizing nigga.
Don't say we.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's be honest, bro. We don't hold the nigga thing against him. He was a kid, all that shit, yeah? But when it first came out that JB was harmonizing nigga, it broke a lot of people's hearts. There were a few black girls that were distraught by that.
Probably, yeah.
I don't know if the lads were into Justin Bieber, but, you know, certain man like Tom were... You know, baby, you love that shit.
Damn, you're testing me, bro.
No, you're testing me.
Testing me, because I swear to God, when we were at school, you could have swore you were grew up in Harlem. That's what I'm saying. You could have swore that you were walking around talking like fucking 50 Cent. Oh my son, nigga, son. That was you.
Was that you, Taff?
That was him. No, you fucking wallet. Listen. The way Taff used to move on me. Taff, I don't even like the way you're talking. Because first of all, if anyone's out here shaking hips, first of all, it's him. It's him. Like, all man needs to do is hear one of these Joe rappers' voices, and he's wet. Straight up. It's long.
True.
It's long. Taff glorified these men. He glorified them while he lived on the street filled with elderly people.
That's true. Oldham.
Listen, PSP boy all the way. So I don't want to hear it no more, Taff. I don't want to hear it no more. You PSP. You're the man that we bullied in PE, bruv. You're terrible. You okay, your PSP, okay. Just like you twiddling your thumbs.
Okay.
Twiddling your thumbs. Oh,
and this is how...
No, I don't want to hear it. Fuck you, Taff. No, Taff. You be going to put your gums away. You actual prick.
That's actually triggered. Wow.
You prick.
This is how I'm going to end this. This is how I'm going to end this nigga's career. You ain't ending your Spotify open right now, nigga.
Close it down. You need to hold the fuck up. No, you can't do that. Tom, sit down.
In these moments, you just need to.
No.
You need to concede defeat.
Anyway, this has been Slider's podcast. This has been Slider's podcast.
Listen, look at him.
This is the Slider's podcast.
Look at him.
We appreciate it.
Oh, you've been drawn out completely, Tom.
We appreciate you guys.
See how quick you got up.
Emotional. I told you, I have your Spotify open right now, nigga. And I can start naming some of the people you're listening to here. And I can say, you love that.
Yeah.
I listen to it. And the thing is, I'm saying that. Own it with your chest. If you listen to
did I say I didn't?
But then you, why did you, as soon as I said I had the Spotify open, you wanted me to shut down the computer?
Because you, as soon as you speak Caroline, that's cap. Straight up, that's cap. Cap. Sweet Caroline, cap. All the country music. I might have maybe a few country songs I listen to.
Mm-hmm.
At the most. And it's not Sweet Caroline. Tap! Search the playlist. It's not there.
Okay.
It's not there. Sweet Caroline is not in any playlist.
Okay, so Sweet Caroline, that was just meant to illustrate the type of music that you love. You listen to more Caucasian music than me, but the core of my point was that you don't get praised for it, bro. You have some niche little
True. How do we even get into this?
I don't want to get
praised. No, that's what I'm saying. That's the point I was making originally, that Tom and you as well.
I'm not online shucking and jiving to the song.
Exactly. That's exactly why.
You think I'm just some coon that will just be out here doing that? two step for these white people.
No, Taff.
When they do it, it's calm. I will never do it.
No. But here's the thing, though. You wouldn't get praised for it, Tom. Even if you did, you wouldn't get praised for it. That is my core point. We got derailed when you started denying that my name did not need to be in your mouth.
So don't make me Will Smith you, bro. My name did not need to be in your mouth.
Wow.
you can use anyone's name except for mine. You knew what you're doing by using my name. So my name did not need to be in those fucking.
Is it embarrassing?
I'm just saying.
Is it embarrassing?
It's not embarrassing.
Keep my name out of your mouth, bro.
It's not embarrassing.
Listen, Will Smith might have a
It's not embarrassing. Mo listens to the same music you listen to.
No, we listen to different music.
But all I'm saying is, again,
when it comes to white people, sometimes.
You guys are not praised for listening to Arctic Monkeys.
No, but that's because, exactly.
Are you actually just listening to enough people that are in my playlist?
Hmm? No, is Arctic Monkeys here?
It's in one of them.
But yeah, Taff, we don't advertise ourselves to white people saying that we do their shit.
Because I feel like if black people do it, it's very...
No, but I don't agree with that wording of advertise ourselves to white people. You're not advertising yourself to white people.
If I record myself and I put it online, I'm advertising myself.
Black people, that's not for black people's amusement.
No, they're just enjoying and sharing a good time. No hate to this lady as well, because this is what I hate about
how black people are responding. But when you make a playlist public...
No, hold on. There's hateful black people that, because they might feel the same way I do, but they want to now go and terrorize her and be like, oh, you're this, you're that, call her names, when she didn't even ask to be put on this pedestal. It's the people that didn't have composure that said, oh, she's invited to the cookout. They put her on a platform, and now the people who can't really control their emotions and are just angry, they're like, why are you getting this shine? You're not even all that. She looks like this. Like, they're calling out her looks and everything. And I'm like, what is wrong with you people? And I feel bad for her, because she was put in this position by idiots, and she's being terrorized by another group of idiots. You get me? So I do feel sympathy for this lady, because, you know, let's even get to the part now where they put on this pedestal, and now it came out. They found one tweet, as far as I've seen, where she's saying the N-word, and it was some black guy that, for context, it was with an A, not an E-R, if that matters.
Did she actually say it?
Yeah, no, in a tweet.
So, she said it in a tweet?
Yeah, she said it with an N-A at the end. And she got a bruise on her face because some black guy did something, and she had to poke the N-word's eye out. And she said it like that.
So she had to poke... So she was defending herself?
Yeah.
And so she had to poke... I don't like the fact that she defaulted to using a racial slur. Discussing.
What's even worse is, I don't know how I feel about
it. No, but deep that. I don't think we deep that enough, you know, because deep how much you really don't rate someone, you don't respect someone, when that person or someone of that nature, of that group, blah, 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 whatever it is, does something to you, you default to calling them that in a rude manner, right? Mm-hmm. Imagine if a Jewish person pissed you off today, right? And you knew they were Jewish. And you said, oh, fucking hating you, include some fucking Jew slur, fam. Would that not be crazy? I mean, you can't even imagine yourself doing that. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So the fact that
in the heat of the moment,
that would not default.
I think there's some insults that are just in someone. Like if you just blurt out, or just tying it down to someone's location.
They invited her to the cookout.
They invited her to the cookout.
I see what you're saying now.
It's not even on her. That's which is why I'm going back to
exactly.
It's not even on her. It's how easily we parade people. On Twitter, black people praise white mediocrity a lot more than white people would ever give shine to black mediocrity.
All right, I see what you're
saying. Which is what I was saying about you guys enjoy a lot of songs from that culture, but it's like basic. Like they'll just look at it and just go about their day.
Yeah.
But for black people, it's, oh my God, she's off the culture. She can dance. Like bare white girls go viral for doing like a whip and a nene back in the day. Juju on the beat girl. All that. She was on Ellen, wasn't she? The Juju on the beat girl.
Oh, yeah.
They were all on Ellen, bro. She gets praised around for just doing songs and things that black people do all the time online. And that's the core essence of what I'm saying.
Fairs.
And remember when who's that white rapper who said I'll speak Yoruba if I have to, Driz, the white Donny who said 1-2 Yoruba lines, and then he went viral, really? Done his rounds, and then it came out again. He was racist. How many times do we need to learn this lesson? Not every white person's racist, but you shouldn't be easily accepting people when you don't even know what their mentality is, or just think, yeah, they're down for the culture, they're cool.
No, but weren't there bare people who spoke Arabic when Drake spoke Arabic in that one song?
You learned that shit off by heart.
Yeah, but Taff isn't of that culture, but though I saw people of that culture on Twitter also being the same in the sense that, we hate Drake, we hate Drake now, he's part of the thing because he did that. The same thing is,
I didn't know people were making fun saying DJ Khaled taught him 1-2 Arabic words, but who knows how Drake learned that. But and I don't know, but it's, I think sometimes maybe I'm slightly overcritical,
yes,
of what our people do, but I don't really try and see what's going on in other people's communities. But I don't also assume that everyone else has it together when you know. Everyone's going through their issues.
I came across this video about, I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, about this Asian girl. She was talking about how she was, because do you know how we always assume that, what's it called? Let's say a specific part of the gender only dating white people. Is like we kind of assumed maybe it might just been a black thing, as in black men are always on these white women instead of what's it called? Or just non-black women. But I came across the Asian girl, she was talking about how it's like it was rife within. I think she was Cantonese, or something like that. But she's talking about how it was so rife within their community as well.
Which is what? Dating outside the race?
Dating outside the race. Like, it was quite, for Western Asian girls, it was so common for them to date white boys.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than dating an Asian boy. And it was, you can say it's as common as the way people saw black men dating white women. So it's probably not even the majority, but it's quite common. In within their own community as well. So I think, I don't know, people on Twitter, especially black Twitter, you need to stop thinking that these problems are just exclusive to our community.
Yeah, that's a big one. Not
exclusive to our community. Like this shit is happening in other communities. It's just that we're not in those communities, so we don't see what's going on.
We don't see it exactly.
Dubai Potty Parties.
When did you get a GCSE English, boss?
Is this even an English word?
Actually, quick question before we start.
This is understandable.
How's everyone's trims looking?
Oh, well done.
Oh, Tom is actually a travesty.
Well done. Here's my trim, Tom. Is this what you want?
This is what you want. That's what you want. That's what you want. That's what you want.
You know, I appreciate. That's what you want. I appreciate that's tough. The man fell on the sword for content, and I appreciate that.
That's what you want. I'm glad I could cheer him up. Now let's talk about your music taste.
Yo! Alright, no, that's big. Well, that trip is tough, well, bro. Done.
That's Tommy's that guy, yeah.
He's actually a guy.
Whenever when he's in a higher position, he will then say, Tom will win £1 million and be like, hey, let's check everyone's bank accounts. Like, what's wrong with you? What's actually wrong with you? You got a trim this week and you come to this pod talking about let's see everyone's trims. I don't want to hear this.
That was the longest I went without a trim for a while.
I don't want to hear this.
That's the longest I went without a trim for a while.
Tell him, tell him.
This guy, man. This guy. Terrible. You get 1 million, you want to see everyone's pockets.
He's a barber, bro.
I'm self-taught. If you want any trims, I'm currently doing free trims.
Word.
After that, I'm charging £20 per trim.
Word.
And those are my prices. But anyway, we are talking about the Dubai Potter Parties. I said it right?
The Dubai Potter Parties. The Dubai Toilets.
So we finally know how the jobless baddie is funding her lifestyle. Check out a previous episode where we're talking about the jobless baddies and how they seduce men. Turns out they don't seduce men. They just... They don't lie with men. They lie under men.
They eat shit. They chug it. And then they... Two girls, one cup vibes. That's what that video was.
Yes, it is.
But it was a lot more... It was a lot worse than two girls, one cup.
Yeah. There was a level of sensualness between two girls, one cup.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this was just straight savagery.
Yeah.
But this is what a toilet must experience on a daily basis.
And did you watch the video?
I did.
Tom, you watched the video?
No.
What did he eat?
That's a crazy.
Because the way he pooed, yeah, in that video, it was like an animal. You know how cows poo, Tom? Where it's a mad pile.
You need to stop.
Imagine that on your face.
Tough, stop it.
From a human being. There was so much. Like, this nigga has been waiting all week. He's been waiting all week. Like, he's really been holding his in. Because, look, Tom.
You've been waiting.
Like, it's properly like an animal.
Tom, look at my screen. Look at my screen.
No, I'm not looking at the fucking screen. Fuck off.
Look at the screen, Tom.
Bro. The fact that what I'm watching right now is actually ridiculous.
Mo, we're trying to order food. They want me to watch poo.
I'm ordering food too.
No, turn it off. That did not look like poo.
I'm telling you, it looked like an animal. It looked. No, I didn't think it was human.
That looked like that was alien, bro.
It was mad. It was fully like, you know how horses.
It's so long. The video is so long.
Mm-hmm.
So she's explaining this for time.
And then the guy says, eat my bum. So now with her face covered like that, she has to raise her mouth to contact his anus.
Does he actually say it with his voice?
Yeah.
English.
Yeah.
English. For all of us to understand.
Mm-hmm.
That is so wrong.
It's mad.
So then she's eating.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she just kissed his bum.
No. No.
This is even worse. I can't.
And you know what hurts me the most? Like, I'm seeing black women, bro. I'm seeing black women in such a position, yeah. And I'm just like, oh my God. Like, maybe I have a little bit of Dr. Uma in me, but
a little.
Does it not break your heart?
That was actually so wrong.
Does it not break your heart that you're seeing black women in that position, fam?
I didn't think it was. I didn't even know it was the skin color. Like, all I thought
was
that big pile, and I just turned away.
But I don't think I thought it was a black exclusive problem.
And if you want more information on the Dubai Potter Potty, there's actually a website called the DPP, where you can look up, there's a couple paragraphs on it.
These people are too quick, you know?
Yeah. There's an entire website dedicated to it, and it sort of breaks down in a comprehensive manner of what's going on, who's doing this. So essentially, rich Arab men are flying out models, but most of the time, it's ladies of the night that they do this with. But because they have the funds to bring out, who's a model? Like Summer Rae. Like if they have the funds to bring out Summer Rae, because they live in Dubai and all that stuff, they will specifically ask for her to come down. You get me? And then they can do that. I don't know what it is, but maybe over in Dubai, degrading people, it's legal over there, them sides. Yeah, that's the website, Mo.
Is it illegal here?
I hope so.
It's not. I'm pretty sure. There's no laws against it.
No, there's laws against bestiality because I hear they're also, they're doing stuff with animals. They're That's doing fair. Stuff with animals. And on this website, it says here, that this topic came back around because a model called, what's her name? Alina Lozado Gonzalez was tricked into agreeing to sleep with a rich Arab man and his 13-year-old brother. Nearly every large following Instagram girl travels to Dubai 5 times per year. And it all doesn't take a rocket scientist. it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out why they're flying out 5 times a year. But then it goes back to what I'm saying about the jobless baddie, in that this person, they have Instagram clout, but they don't really have brand sponsorships like that. So where is the funding coming from? Some of it is from some horny people on OnlyFans, sure. But the dark truth is that they're eating shit for this.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. What are you man doing if you're like, you know, you wake up, your girl's told you you're going home, she's gone a whole day, so, you know, she's gone. Wake up, log onto Twitter. That's your girl. Getting shit on.
But why?
That's a violation.
That's your girl.
And you know, now that you say that, Tom, you know there's guys that send out their girls to Dubai.
Yeah, that's even worse.
You don't wear your girl. You actually don't wear your girl.
They send the girl out to make peas.
No one in that situation has respect for the girl. I'm not gonna lie.
And what's happening is that, like I said, most of them are ladies of the night, but on the odd occasion, they're bringing out an Instagram model, and that Instagram model is maybe making 100K a year off that.
That's some fun.
5 Dubai trips, you make 100K. You can spread them out. I'll be honest, for 100K, how are you man spreading out your trips to Dubai? You're trying to get it all done in 1 week? Or?
I'm not getting
Wait,
it.
Wait, so is it 5 separate, like?
Yeah, so, okay, here's the scenario.
I'm not doing it for 100K.
Okay, we're going to call this...
I wouldn't do it.
We're going to call this the IG model dilemma, right? So you have 5 trips to make to Dubai to make 100K by being a Dubai twailer. How are you spreading out your trips?
Listen, for me, it's like, first of all, people are acting disgusted. The real question people should be asking is, how much will it take for you to do it? Because we all have our price.
We have our prices. I'm saying you man are doing it for 100K.
No.
I'm saying, hold on. Answer the question about the trips though. Would you take the trips or
not? Oh, if I were to do it.
For 100K, all you have to do is 5 trips in 1 year.
No, I still wouldn't do it. But if I were to do it for the purposes of this IG model dilemma, right?
What's the schedule?
I would do it
every... It's up to you.
Can you only take one a day?
One a day.
Okay, then I'd do it 5 days, like Monday to Friday.
So back to back?
Bro, because I'm never going back into that situation ever again.
I'm not gonna lie, I think I'm about to do that as well.
Because if you can do it 5 times spread out over the course of a year, like if you actually split the year into 5 different sections and you can do it once, everything, right?
You'll feel dirty the whole year.
Fam, it's not even that, but then why not do it as many times as in between? You might as well do it next year as well and the years before. Bro,
I'm saying it bad way. You're doing it the same way that girl did it in the video.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
And you're doing that. No, I need to give my internal organs time to rest.
No.
Nah, and like do all the damage now.
Do the damage now and let me relax later. Because you don't even get to touch 100 until you finish, right?
Mm.
So I'm just going to be thinking, if I do my first on January 1st, and my last one comes on December 31st, I'm just there suffering for a whole year. Just to see 100K at the end. I suffered 365 days for that 100K. I'd rather only suffer 5 than 365.
Okay, yeah, that's a good way.
It's like when you were getting beat when you were a youth, yeah? But you got in trouble right before you were about to go out.
Mm-hmm.
Mum was like, I can beat you now. I can beat you when we get home.
Mm.
What do you want?
I'll take the beating now.
For me, I don't want to have to go out with my mom knowing that I'm going to get licked.
With the dread, exactly.
But one thing that surprises me is that these men actually own up to their deals and actually pay these women, you know? I generally thought these men were just taking advantage initially, but they...
When you have money to disperse, people will come and
fetch. Yeah, they got money to spend.
And that's the thing that I think the mentality of... People aren't being forced to go to Dubai. It's because of greed, maybe laziness, desperate situation, and suddenly you're flying out to Dubai to do who knows what.
What if you just don't find it that deep? What if they like it?
No. Okay, that's where we stop.
Who knows? Hold on. Well, Tom asked the question before, just to end it, yeah? In terms of our prices. So what was the thing?
What's your man's price?
I don't have a price.
How much to get shit in the face?
We can't get shot on.
No, you're going to get shot on. What's your price?
On the face?
What's your price?
But even...
That video, what's your price?
No. I couldn't get shot on.
Does it have to be the face?
Yeah, it's your face.
It's the same situation as the girl turf.
You're getting shot.
You're doing everything face. That she
you
did.
You keep your glasses on if that helps.
Like you'd want your glasses to experience that.
You keep glasses on.
But then your eyes are just fucked. You're catching pink eye, fam.
No! You go blind. You go blind.
Oh, you can have some swimming goggles if you want. But
no, that helps. She didn't have swimming goggles.
Yeah.
No. As far as I can see, she didn't have any swimming goggles.
Well, you can keep your glasses on if you want.
No, no, nothing. Naked and bare, your whole face.
Okay, fine, naked and bare. What's your price, Taff?
Sweeten the deal.
How much money is one of these rich man gonna have to put on the table for them to cheat on your face?
That's actually crazy.
The average adult in America...
I don't want to hear those
will make.
Though. I don't know no, just so. Say
will make $2 million in their whole life. You can get shot on once. And make that in however long that day is.
That's in however long that day is. That is terrible.
But all I'm saying is, you make people lifetime money
to get shot on.
So what's the price, Taff? How much?
I'm thinking about it. Where I am in life, I'm young. I'm young enough to forget it if it happens. I don't know. I don't know if the trauma will stick with me in life.
It will, bro.
My first asking price would be 5 million.
My asking price.
5 million only?
Only. Do you know how much 5 million is?
Respect yourself, Tom. Jeez. When you can name any price and you're naming 5 million.
Let's be real, Mo. You're eating shit for less.
I'm not eating shit.
You are.
5 million, though.
I promise you I wouldn't. I actually promise you I wouldn't.
Get me that spoon and fork. Just.
This is the one time where when it comes to me saying I wouldn't do something, this is actually something I just would never do.
5 mil, you can come chat to me.
Shit, Tom. Did you see what she... You didn't see her kissing
if it's
his...
Just, if it's one time...
His cheek.
Yeah, there's going to be a time in your life, Mo, where you're going to be like, damn, I should have ate shit. That's going to happen.
No.
You need to make... You then that means you need to make sure you go your entire life. You need to succeed in your
I'm
life.
I'm not going to lie.
To make sure you never ever think or regret not eating shit.
I'm not going to lie.
No, but you'll never regret not eating shit because it's not about the money they're going to give you at the end of the day.
For me, as long as no one knows. And for me, as long as no one knows, I can do 5 mil. If no one else knows, except for me and the person that's doing it.
No, videos can always bring up.
And no, I don't. There can't be no videos.
Okay,
for me,
sorry about
for
that,
me,
Tom.
As soon as there's video or people, or chance people are in, there's no. I can't be caught.
So you're just embarrassed as long as there's no embarrassment.
Bro, Taff, can you budget Christmas? You come home, your mom's giving you separate cutlery for Christmas dinner because you'll be out here eating yash. Like, bro, I can't do it. I can't let my mom see me that way.
No, you'd never get respect, man. You'd be talking to the man and then be like, shut up, nigga, you're getting shitted on in the back.
It's actually terrible.
You can't do it. I know your kids will be bullied. It will be long. Kim Kardashian getting bullied for a sex tape from how many years ago?
True.
Her youth, like, she's seeing joke online now.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah. Nah, that's true,
facts,
man.
Facts.
I'd say my price is 2 million.
You know, it's disgusting.
In that day.
And there's a video of it, Taff.
Nah.
No video.
You're all foolish. There's a video of it. That's included in the thing. Now, what's your price?
For me, no video. No video. I can't do it with video.
Okay, Taff, name your price if the video included.
We're going to. I grabbed the supermarket and I just went African. I said the price now has to be 50 million. I don't know what it was about the supermarket.
Is that what you're saying, 50?
But we're taking the price to.
Because you said 2 before.
20 mil. I'll 10x it.
20 mil.
Taff will do anything for the bag.
20 10 mil.
10x it because 20 mil. That's enough to pay for you know, to redo your face.
But you're not going to want to redo your face, Taff. At what point is that life worth living?
You just go off to Morocco and chill in the islands for a bit till people forget. Unless you become Dominic Soler and they're like, hey, ain't you the nigga that was eating shit?
You always bring up this Dominic Soler guy, fam. You're the nigga that we're talking about here, fam.
Exactly. Like, if you become that, it's peak. Because he has his own holiday. When Christmas comes around, that video resurfaces. You are listening to Sliders Podcast. I was your host, Who's Taff. You found it on the pod, aka The Champion. And who else have we had in the building?
It's been your boy, Tom, voice of the streets. It's one of the dumb ones.
It's been your boy, Mo, aka The Wild Card. Thank you for watching. Mm-hmm. Okay, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
Love to see it.
Okay, interact with us. We'd love to interact with you. Okay, make sure to also follow us on our TikTok, our Facebook page.
Like the Facebook page.
Like the Facebook page. Spotify, Apple Music. No, Apple Podcasts.
All major streaming platforms.
All major streaming platforms.
Except for SoundCloud.
Except for SoundCloud. We're everywhere, but where we don't need to be. Yep. Just SoundCloud. Mm. All right. So all of those places as well.
Yeah. And make sure you share.
Yeah. Share your friends. Share.
Listen.
Family.
We have a few new viewers from our last episode. We have quite a few. We got quite a decent amount of songs from that last episode. So, you know, thanks for subscribing anyway.
Yeah.
We've hit 200 now.
Yeah. We're on 205.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe this is maybe the third time we're having this conversation, but
spoken about it on the podcast before?
We haven't, but shit happens behind the scenes.
If they knew how much we sacrificed, if only they knew.
Honestly.
Either way, thanks for subscribing. So yeah, that's that, and slide now. Hey,
I got a shit for the fiends, I got a shit for the users. Niggas addicted to music, come over here, get a hit of this cool shit. I got a shit for the fiends, I got a shit for the users.